Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When Nirvana's song Smells Like Teen Spirit came out in 1991, it was anybody's guess what Kurt Cobain was saying. Maybe it was, "Where's the Lysol? It sustains us. Here we are now in containers." That doesn't sound right. Today on Soundcheck, misheard lyrics. And later, the London band called The Real Tuesday Weld performs live in our new studio. To begin, though, the word mondegreen is one of 100 new words just added to the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, and it means words that are mistaken for other words. The actual line in Smells Like Teen Spirit is, "With the lights off, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us." Well, debatable which one is better. And according to Washington Post journalist Paul Fari, even if the original is better, our own mangled versions sometimes mean more to us. Paul joins us from the studios of the Washington Post to talk about some of his favorite mondegreens or misheard lyrics. Paul, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks very much, John.
So you write in your recent article that people shouldn't feel a need to correct their golden, screwed up, misheard lyrics. Why not, if they're wrong?
Well, that's right. They are wrong, but they are yours, and that's the key to it. It's the way you heard it. It's the way you remember it, and it's the way you've incorporated it into your life, basically. Your memory of it is inseparable from the events, the people, the time, and the place that you heard it and when you first got it wrong. And you've probably, most likely, been singing it that way every time you hear it, for the last, who knows how many years.
So do you have an example of a mondegreen, a misheard lyric that you've carried with you for many years?
I realize that almost every song I hear, I screw up in some way or other, because now we have the tools to be able to check ourselves. I try not to, but let me give you a couple of examples of just rolling down the highway, listening to it, and realizing I had gotten this wrong. "Looking Out My Back Door," the Creedence Clearwater song, probably 30-plus years old. John Fogerty at one point sings, at least I think he sings, "Anne Marie's an elephant a-playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on a flying spool?"
So the elephant taking a ride on a flying spool. It was the psychedelic era back then, you know.
That's what I thought. and it's sort of a delightful image in its own way. I kind of like the idea of an elephant that can play an instrument. I'm wondering what kind of instrument the elephant would play. And a flying spool sounds like something you'd, you know, get on at an amusement park. So it didn't sound too out there, but I'm certain it's also probably wrong.
All right, let's hear the song, and then I'll give you the correct lyrics. This is a good example of a mondegreen, a misheard lyric.
"Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Toot, 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 looking out my back door. It's giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition divided."
Well, by golly, Paul Fari, it does sound like he's saying Anne Marie's an elephant a-playing in the band. Won't you take a ride of a flying spool? In fact, the lyric is, "Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon?" Which doesn't make heck of a lot more sense than your version.
Right, exactly right. And no disrespect to John Fogerty, who is a great musician, but I just kind of like my way better. And, you know, this is the personalization that goes on. I've been listening to that song, I guess, since it came out long ago. And I've always kind of heard it that way, knew it was wrong. But it's my wrong. And, you know, I sort of embrace it.
All right. We're speaking with Paul Fahey, a reporter for The Washington Post, about mondegreens. It's a new word in the dictionary, but it's probably as old as song itself. I mean, once people started singing words, other people started mishearing them. And that's what a mondegreen is, a misheard lyric. And in fact, the term, the word mondegreen, Paul, that's a mondegreen itself, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's where it comes from. Apparently, it came out of the 1950s. It was a writer named Sylvia Wright. She used this word to describe her own childhood misreading of an old Scottish folk song that referred, or so she thought, to Lady Mondegreen. What, in fact, the song referred to was a noble that who was laid on the green.
And they laid him on the green.
Exactly.
So I remember this story. It's the Earl of something or other. They have killed the Earl of blah, blah, and laid him on the green. And she thought it was, they have killed the Earl of blah, blah, and Lady Mondegreen.
Precisely. That's it. That's the story. So she coined this term to describe all of these kinds of mishearings.
All right. Now, for our Soundcheck listeners, we want to know what your favorite mondegreen is. Do you have a particularly funny or poetic version of a song that does make it your own? Or are you a musician? Are you a singer who has found your own lyrics coming back to you in a mangled form? You can call us at 646-829-3985. That's 646-829-3985, or leave a comment on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Now, Paul, you're familiar with Gavin Edwards, who's written a couple of books about mondegreens, and he writes that many of them are about primal concerns, food, sex, animals. Do you agree with that?
I think so, because what we do and how we personalize these songs speaks to our own anxieties, our own needs, our own basic humanness, if you will. And I'm not surprised at all about that. There's sort of a dream, in a sense. The dreams express our anxieties, and perhaps we're seeing some variation on this theme with misheard song lyrics as well.
So it's like an audio Rorschach test in a way.
I think that's a good way to think about it. Yes.
So you have these lyrics because they're being sung. Maybe the enunciation isn't all one might have hoped for, and so occasionally we get things wrong. And very often it sort of reflects things that we're kind of thinking about. A number of comments coming in on the website. And, in fact, we misstated the lyrics of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. That may have just been me saying a wrong word, though. With the lights out, not with the lights off. Okay. But here are some other comments that are coming in. Pat in Florida writes about mistaking the police's Don't Stand So Close for... the police line is "Don't stand so close to me," and Pat's friend thought it was "Don't smash those groceries." and Pat, him or herself, mistook Huey Lewis's "I Want a New Drug" for "I Want a New Truck," which is a kind of a plaintive little plea for someone to be singing.
Yes, that's a great one.
Now, tell me about 1979, Paul, you're going to your first job interview. You pop the Nax My Sharona into your car's tape deck because you have awful taste in music. And what do you hear?
Well, I love that song, by the way, and I've loved it ever since because, again, I associate it with this time of my life. But here's what I think the Nax guy is singing. Is it just a matter of time, Sharona? Is it just a debt to me, a debt to me, or is it just in my mind, Sharona? I've been told that this is wrong, but I'm not exactly sure how it's wrong. And, you know, again, I don't care if it's wrong because this is how I'm hearing it. And if you take it away from me, if you correct me, if you get literal about it, it kind of, you know, messes with the fabric of my memory of the time. So I'll just you know, be content in my own misreading and mishearing.
The song is My Sharona by The Knack. Paul's version doesn't quite make sense. See what you make of it. So, is it just a debt to me, a debt to be, a debt to me? No, the line is it just destiny, destiny? Paul Fari writes that his version doesn't quite make sense, and yet it's perfect. It's perfect to you, Paul, because it was part of your kind of initial understanding of the song, right?
That's exactly right, and it reflects back on me. I hate to be so self-regarding here, but really, this song is so associated in my mind with a specific time, a specific place in my own personal life that the mishearing of the lyrics are all part of the memory. If you correct the memory, you begin to distort it. And, you know, memories are obviously personal, and we don't like to have them corrected. You know, do you really want to find out that your dad wasn't as strong as you thought he was, or maybe your first girlfriend wasn't as pretty as you remembered her at the time? I think it's the same thing with song lyrics. Sure, you're getting them wrong, but you are reflecting on your own childhood. Yeah, it's my wrong.
Alan in Brooklyn agrees with you. His comment says, I was disappointed to learn that in Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees, Tom York does not, in fact, sing about a fake Chinese Robert plant, but rather about rubber plants.
One of my favorites comes from Stairway to Heaven. As we wind on down the road, becomes wino down the road.
Now, there are Mondegreens, there are misheard lyrics which are the result of one person mishearing a song, but then there are also Mondegreens that seem to have a life of their own where, you know, groups of people collectively seem to be mishearing the same thing. I Am the Walrus by the Beatles, and of course, Louie Louie, where nobody knows the real lyrics, you know, for years and years. Now on the internet, you can look them up. But, you know, people puzzled over that for decades, really.
Well, the great story about Louie Louie was that there was this mass Mondegreening of that song. And no one quite understood it, as you mentioned.
Did you just coin a verb? Did you just make Mondegreen into a verb?
I think I did. I never thought of that.
It's just in the dictionary for a week, and you're already transforming it. All right. So what is the mass Mondegreening that took place?
Well, no one really quite understood Louie Louie, the Kingsman's version of it, when it became a hit in 1963. But there was this suspicion that something naughty was going on there, that the lyrics and the way that the lead singer sang them were masking something indecent or obscene. And in fact, this became such an uproar that the federal government actually investigated this because it was being played on the radio and there were indecency regulations and such. But, you know, Louie Louie, when you look at the lyrics, it's actually kind of a nice, sweet song. It's about a homesick sailor. He'd like to return to his girlfriend. The lyric goes, a fine girl, she wait for me catch the ship across the sea. But listen to the pronunciation or non-pronunciation in the recording, and you could let your imagination run wild.
All right. Let's hear excerpts from two songs. One of them is the Kingsman's Louie Louie, but first, the Beatles' I Am the Walrus at the end. Is this Everybody's Got One, or Everybody Smokes Pot, or something even more obscene?
Yeah.
Everybody's got one, but a lot of people thought they were chanting "Everybody smokes pot" or something even worse. Now, The Kingsmen, as Paul Fahrey was telling us, the song "Louie Louie," hard to make out the words. It's not the line "Tell her I'll never lay her again," but rather "Tell her I never leave again." The line just went by, and even though I told you in advance what it was, it's still almost impossible to decipher the Kingsmen's version of "Louie Louie." What was that, Paul?
I say, isn't it great? you know, because everyone became part of this mass parlor game of trying to figure out what was going on. I remember as a little kid taking my allowance money and buying Magical Mystery Tour and listening to I Am the Walrus over and over and over again to try and tease out what was being said at the end of that song. And I felt like I was part of, you know, the great consciousness of the Beatles as a result of that. I guess I was maybe 10 years old at the time.
All right, let's see what some of our Soundcheck listeners have to say as we go to the phones. And we'll begin sort of locally with David in Queens. Hi, David. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say thank you so much for talking about this, because I actually play in a hard rock heavy metal band, and metal and hard rock, like Montagreens, happen all the time. Like, because nobody can understand what anybody's saying, and like if they're screaming in the music, you know? And I just get it all the time. It happens. Like,
Do you get, I mean, you say you play in the band, so the band's own songs you hear people saying, coming up to you?
Absolutely. I mean, just 2 days ago, my brother came up to me and said, you know, it sounds like you're saying Sarah in that song. I said, I am saying Sarah in that song. I wrote that song for my ex-girlfriend, Sarah. That's what I wrote it for.
All right, well, so at least that Mondegreen was correct in a way. All right, let's see if we can get Roger from Chatham on the line. Roger, welcome to Soundcheck. Roger, you with us?
Yes, I am.
So what's your favorite Mondegreen?
Well, when I was young, the song was Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson.
Right.
And the line is, "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know." But I always heard it as, "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, she's a slushy Mormon, you will know." And I didn't know much about other religious traditions when I was young, so I guess there could have been slushy Mormons, but I didn't know.
It's cold in Salt Lake City.
I guess.
And were you disappointed to find out what the real lyric was?
No, I was actually relieved, I think, because, you know, put to rest this whole slushy Mormon issue for me.
All right, Roger, thanks very much.
All right, thanks.
We're going to move on to Danny, who's joining us from Oklahoma. Danny, you have a favorite Mondegreen to share with us?
Oh, yeah. Must be something about Creedence Clearwater, because you remember the song Bad Moon Rising?
I know where you're going with this one. This is one of the most famous misheard lyrics. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, we always thought, "There's a bathroom on the right."
Let's hear the song, and I think anybody who has not heard this particular Mondegreen before will see why you, Danny, and why millions of other people thought that was what he was saying.
I know.
a bathroom on the right, says John Fogerty, according to Danny and so many other people. Danny, were you disappointed to find out what the real lyrics were?
No, like the previous caller, I was kind of relieved also. I mean, I guess this song was what, out of the late 60s, and I was born in 61, so, you know, I didn't pay that much attention to the lyrics, but, you know, that one just made my ears perk up.
All right, Danny, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a comment from Stephen in Brooklyn, who is actually, there are a couple of people commenting on this one, too. The Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Someone misheard the lyrics, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes, as the girl with colitis goes by. Which, I don't know, that's kind of a weird one. So, Paul, in terms of these different ways of mishearing the songs, John Fogerty actually once embraced, or more than once, embraced his Mondrian. He knew people were mishearing him and would occasionally sing in concert, "There's a bathroom on the right."
I think when you perform a song as many times as John Fogerty has performed all of his hits, I think boredom kind of kicks in, and you kind of do it to kind of change it up a bit. I think Bob Dylan does some of that in concert. I think it's just natural that you're going to play with it a bit. I would highly recommend that your listeners go to YouTube and find a Joe Cocker video from the Woodstock concert, which basically is closed captioned with what the producer of this video thinks he's saying, and it's remarkable because it probably is true that Joe Cocker did change the lyrics of the song to suit his whim at the moment in Woodstock. It was amazing to me to watch this.
All right, let's see if we can take another call. Go to Joni in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Joni.
Hi, how are you?
You have a favorite misheard lyric, a favorite Mondegreen for us?
I do, and I have to say first, I agree with your guest that now that he mentions it and I think about it, most of them probably shouldn't be changed, except if they're really, really dumb. One time my husband was, he was just belting out Margaritaville, and he came to the line, blew out my flip-flops, and the real lyric is, stepped on a pop top.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
right. He proudly sang and stepped on a pop tart. And I looked at him and I said, "What?
Messy.
Stepped on a pop tart? What beaches do you go to?"
The worst part of this. The worst part of this, of course, is that you sing these out loud at the top of your lungs. So it's
right.
For anybody who's around you, they're going to be disturbed by your misreading.
Well, you know, one of my brothers, when Love Roller Coaster, you know that song, I guess it was the Ohio Players, the song Roller Coaster, would walk around the house singing, "Call the Coast Guard." anyway, so those, ladies and gentlemen, are Mondegreens, and you can find many of them on the soundcheck page of our website because people have been leaving them there all afternoon at WNYC.org. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Jimi Hendrix did once sing that in concert because he knew, again, people were mishearing the lyric. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. We've been speaking with Paul Fahre from The Washington Post. And, Paul, thanks so much for joining us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, four new albums that you should check out. It's Soundcheck's CD Picks of the Week. And we get all the words right. And then later, singer and bandleader Stephen Coates, known as The Real Tuesday Weld, shares his subversive take on the cabaret and Tin Pan Alley music of the mid-20th century. He and his band will perform live just ahead on Soundcheck.
I've been dreaming of you all the night through, and the summer sunshine found me still sleeping.